You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Home sales in Racine County jumped 15% in June year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County saw a slight dip. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says buyers everywhere continue to see a competitive market and low inventory. It was announced this week that SC Johnson is set to relocate around 170 jobs from Chicago to Mount Pleasant. Those employees will transition into the company's recently acquired facility on Willow Road. The company says the relocation aims to unite business units. About 100 employees will remain in Chicago. An international organization with deep ties to Racine wants a new state license plate. A plate honoring Rotary International is under consideration by the Wisconsin DMV. The service group founded by Racine native Paul P. Harris says they would direct proceeds from the license plate towards global initiatives in peace, health, and education. A new Wintrust Community Bank will soon become the first private development in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. That's the 107-acre transformation of the former Chrysler plant site along 52nd and 60th Streets. The branch operated by State Bank of the Lakes will feature a nonprofit conference room and programs for financial education. The $1 billion project plans to bring offices, homes, green space, and innovation hubs to the once vacant area of Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Your baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we were winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynny P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up. but it's true. I Know What You Did Last Summer leads the way of new releases this coming weekend. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, you can bring the kids who might enjoy an updated take on one of your favorite thrillers from the mid-90s. The film will provide a nice bridge between Superman and the next big expected blockbuster release when Fantastic Four drops next week. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pulling in not so terrible for a teen thriller movie 50-ish on Rotten Tomatoes. There are already some good family films out there like How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, and you might want to take a look as this week's new release on the family front is The Smurfs and only drawing 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. A24's Eddington also hits theaters this weekend. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal as a sheriff and mayor who face off in a small town in New Mexico. The film is nabbing a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be worth a look based on cast alone. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.